You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Tuesday. It is gorgeous out, and we are here, and we are ready to talk about it all, to talk Trump, to talk Bragg, to talk the mysterious pooper at the Schubert Theater. So many questions. So much to say, so little time. And the lines are open. It's 844-500-4242. I was going to start by saying, is today the day? But based off what I've been seeing over the last 10 minutes, I would say today is not the day that Donald Trump would or will or could be arrested. This arraignment doesn't look to be moving as quickly as we had thought. And there's still a lot of things up in the air. Like I said, yesterday they brought in a surprise witness for this case that supposedly was going to clear Trump's name, according to Trump. And even if this guy, Bob Costello, this lawyer, wasn't able to do that, the fact that he was in there all day yesterday, deliberations go on. I mean, it's just the timeline of this is not going to be quick, I don't think. If anything, we'll probably hear more about it next week. But until then, I mean, there's still going to be constant updates. I just saw the DA Bragg put out a statement saying that his office will not be intimidated. And of course, he is so, so brave for doing this. He is so brave for resurrecting a case that is so weak that even his predecessor, Cy Vance, would not go near it, would not touch it with a 10-foot pole. But this is what Bragg would rather focus on than real criminals in Manhattan. He'd rather focus on this hush money payment to Stormy Daniels and who made it and what laws or rules did it violate. And we'll talk more about it because there's been some really interesting takes on this, especially when you compare it to the campaign finance violations of yore. With Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, we've got that going on. Now, the NYPD is out in full force. There's been barricades around and near the Manhattan Criminal Court. And some people think that both because of Trump's calls on Truth Social for protests and because of kind of the real enthusiasm outside in New York, you've got some people there who are pro-Trump. You've got some people there who are Trump deranged. Then maybe there could be, I don't want to say a J6 type of thing, but that is what the left is hoping for. That's what they're hoping Trump kind of riles up in his base. I don't see that happening. I just, based off the tweets I've been seeing, the photos, it doesn't look like that kind of thing. But you have, either way, you have Trump supporters out there, you've got Trump detractors out there, and you have Trump derangement sufferers like Anna Navarro on The View. They're all on edge. They are all just biting their fingernails. Could this really be happening? Like their dreams. It's that thing that you've dreamed about your whole life and it's coming true. They feel like it's Christmas morning. They're very excited. And unfortunately for them, the only person who seems just as excited about this potential arrest is Donald J. Trump. I was going to do that as a poll question. Who's more pumped up about getting arrested? About Donald Trump getting arrested, DJT or the women on The View? Because I'm telling you right now, it'd be a close one. And he's getting ready for his mugshot, Mr. DeMille, which is why I think I just read a story that the Secret Service, because they're going to have to be the ones to execute this arrest, and they're really going to have to figure out a way to do it so they can protect the president. And I'm sure they're trying to avoid as much chaos as they can. So there's been reports that they're going to suggest a virtual arraignment. And I cannot think of anyone who would hate that more than DJT.
His mugshot is just going to be a screen capture.
He's going to be so mad if that's the option. I think he's going to be more mad about that than he is about the arrest. He's an in-person kind of guy. He wants the theatrics, the Zoom arraignment, this Skype or Google chat meet arraignment is not going to cut. It's not going to cut it. And I don't think Trump is going to appreciate that. But we still have a long time to go before we even get there. He's not letting this moment go to waste. He's just not going to. And I think Trump is of the mindset, and this kind of brings us to our poll question, and it brings us to a question I have for the listeners right off the top of this show here going into it, is Trump's of the mindset of this can only help him. I think that's obvious. This is going to propel him into martyr status with the base. It's going to ensure that he's the 2024 nominee. And I'm not saying that as a fact. I'm saying I think in his mind that this is what this arrest would mean. And there are a lot of conservatives out there who feel the same way. We talked about this yesterday. A lot of people saying, ooh, this is going to backfire because this is going to set in stone the fact that Donald Trump is the guy in 2024. And so Trump went on Truth Social yesterday. He ranted about everything. He covered all his bases from Ron DeSantis to Stormy Daniels. We will get to all of those in just a bit. But the first question that I'm posing to all of you, and the lines are open, it's 844-500-4242, is I'm curious. Forget the primaries, okay? Let's go with the mindset that they arrest Donald Trump, which, again, that this could also not happen. But let's just say, we're going to play hypotheticals here. I don't usually do this. They arrest Donald Trump. He gets the 2024 nomination, and he's going up against Biden for president in the next election. My question for the audience is, how does this arrest play, not with you, not with the base, not with Trump supporters, how does it play with independents? How does it play with people in the middle? Because face it, those are the people we need to get. If we want to win the election, those are the people we need. That really does not rub people the right way. Just that fact alone ticks people off when I talk about that on this show, that you do need other people. It cannot just be the MAGA base. How do you think this plays with independents? And I'm asking, I'm not saying it passive aggressively because I think that it's going to hurt Trump or help Trump. I'm asking you what you think. 844-500-4242. Because yesterday I said that for someone like me who's been teetering and who's been really weighing my options, which I know you're not allowed to do anymore, that gets you the traitor label real quick. In 2023, you start saying, I want to see how this plays out. You might as well be a Hillary Clinton supporter. You might as well be a left-wing radical. But I've been someone who has been looking at these primaries and going, I want to see who comes out of this. I want to see I want to see how these people debate. And I want to see what happens. I want to give everybody a fair shake. And then I'll decide. Then I heard they were going to arrest Trump. And I was honest with you all yesterday. I said, this does kind of... My needle here is now getting ticked back towards Donald Trump because of this, because this would be such an injustice. But my question, again, it's not primary related. My question is, if he goes on to clinch this nomination, does this arrest help or hurt him with independence? And I don't know the answer to that. 844-500-4242. And just one other thing, because it's tempting to say, when you think about independence, or when you think about even like moderate Democrats, people you know who lean left, but they're normal. They're not throwing cans of Campbell's soup on paintings, those kind of people. It's tempting to say, well, everyone should care if our Justice Department, if justice as a whole in the United States is weaponized against someone, everyone should care. And yeah, everyone should care. Just like everyone should care that Hunter Biden and the big guy ran an influence peddling scheme and collected big diamonds and big dollars in big deals from China. But alas, that doesn't make it so. That doesn't mean people do care. and we've got to operate with what we got. So I'm hopeful that this wakes people up, and maybe they say, ooh, this is getting out of hand, but I don't know. So based off the independents you know, is this going to soften them towards Donald Trump and maybe view him in a more sympathetic light? Is this going to make them say, oh, geez, I cannot. And I read this today. Trump burnout is real. There's a lot of people who are going to say, oh, God, I can't take this anymore. So based off who you talk to, what you know, that's what we want to hear about. 844-500-4242. And let me tell you this. When I read Trump's response to DeSantis yesterday, I am about to get everyone so angry. And I know it. Everyone's going to be mad. Because I think it's dumb. I think his response to this stuff is ridiculous. I'm so sick of Donald Trump stepping on his own forward motion. Like, he starts to get momentum and he starts to win. And he seems hell-bent on shooting himself in the foot. And I'll explain why. And then, you know, of course, we'll take rebuttals. Alan, you're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I'm an independent, or I was, until I was told I couldn't vote for people, but only issues, unless I was one party or the other. Anyway, that aside, I think this is all because of what happened in Massachusetts the other night over the weekend. They were bragging how they ran the Republicans out of this state. So I think it's more of a get rid of Republicans than get rid of Trump or DeSantis.
Yeah, I guess. I know what you're talking about. There was a joke at the St. Patrick's Day parade that St. Patrick ran all the snakes out of Ireland and Jim Lyons ran all the Republicans out of Massachusetts. Well, there's no question that when you look at the media, when you look at these woke corporations, they're not big fans of Republicans. I don't think that's even up for debate at this point. But There's still Republicans out there. You know, there's still people, and maybe they don't even call themselves Republicans, but there are still people who have common sense. We talked about this yesterday, because I'm not even really looking at it as Republicans and Democrats at this point. I'm looking at it as crazy versus not crazy. Who was it that said that? It was Sarah Huckabee Sanders giving the rebuttal to Joe Biden's State of the Union. And I'm paraphrasing here because Sarah said it better than I can, but she said your options now really are crazy and not crazy. It's not Republican versus Democrat. And that's still happening. They can run whoever they want out of town. But the common sense in this country, parents who care about their kids' education, people who are sick of the woke curriculums, people who are sick of the woke DEI, ESG nonsense that's pervading this country, that's still here. That's going to be harder to get rid of no matter what political label you put on it. Rob, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Grace, you're innocent until proven guilty. You can indict a ham sandwich, and we'll put the United States Supreme Court or court system on trial, because there's a problem here. It's a problem. This is not going to happen where someone says you're guilty. Prove yourself you're innocent. What exactly are the charges, by the way? Does anybody know?
The charges are, I think, the way they categorized this payment to Stormy Daniels. So Donald Trump wrote a check to Michael Cohen. I guess he's the middleman here. He was Trump's personal lawyer. And the question is how he categorized it to Stormy Daniels. And I think what Bragg's trying to do to increase this to a felony is to say that writing this check to Stormy Daniels was some sort of in-kind contribution to Trump's campaign. I think I'm very impressed with myself that I was able to even put it in that quick of a summary, because it really is, it's a stretch no matter which way you play it. It's a stretch. All right. Everybody else who's on the lines who wants to talk about independence and how this is going to play, stay on there. And let me tell you right now, if you're someone who gets mad at me when I talk about DeSantis versus Trump, you might want to just get on the lines in preparation, because, yeah, we're going there. We're going to go there after the break. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I love the texters because they always get me laughing, and I like to laugh before I yell. I don't want to get too angry here. One of the texters said, 508, mystery pooper. Better tease that topic till the third hour. Yeah, I don't know when I'll drop this on you guys, but I guess Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were at a Broadway production of Some Like It Hot, and this isn't the first time this has occurred at this theater, that the lights came up for intermission and there was a human poop. There was a human poop in the aisle. And I have some theories on this, some conspiracy theories that I would like to share. But we're going to save that for a little bit later. So I'm sure you're all waiting with bated breath. Let's go to, right now we're talking about independence and how this is going to play. And it's actually, it has to do with our poll question, but I want to hear from people and then I'll make my decision probably in the last segment of the hour. So let's go to Bill. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Grace. Quite a lead-in, by the way. Poop in the aisle, huh? Okay, I can't wait. I think in a previous era where our country was more reasonable and rational, that this sort of thing would definitely be to the president's advantage. But that is not the country we are living in anymore. And while I think that the ranks of the so-called independents have increased in number of those who may be rational, I still think that by and large, independents are just Democrats with makeup on. So I think it will hurt him if he does, in fact, get indicted.
Yeah. And you know what, Bill? I think a big part of this, too, is how far people look into things. Because I was speaking with someone over the weekend about Hunter Biden, and I had been writing an article all about Hallie Biden. And, you know, I needed a little refresher on Hallie and just how many misadventures she had with her former lover slash brother-in-law, Hunter Biden. I was talking about the gun in the trash can, talking about the HIV test, talking about how at one point Kathleen Biden's daughter, Hunter and Kathleen's daughter Finnegan, found the text between her father and her aunt that revealed that her father was having an affair with her aunt. And I'm just going over all of this and just kind of listing it off. And I was talking to a friend and my friend said, is this true? Is that true about Hunter? And it was like it had never even crossed her desk. And she's a very smart person. She's very well informed. But it's just this kind of stuff that is so political. People have tuned it out. And that's what I'm nervous of, is people are going to see the headline and go, oh, well, they arrested Trump, so there must have been something behind it, without realizing, no, this is a bogus, politicized case that is just a way to indict someone. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And it's happened before, but this is really, really pathetic, especially when you consider Trump actually beat Stormy Daniels in a defamation case and she had to pay him $300,000. It's just absurd when you also realize this is all based on the testimony, the star witness, is convicted felon, Michael Cohen. I mean, there's so many elements of this that if you knew about it, you would say, geez Louise, what's happening to our justice system? But the problem is, do people do enough digging to even know about it in the first place? Do people read beyond the headline, beyond the mugshot? I'm not so sure they do. Stay on the lines. We'll take more of your calls. And we're going to talk about Ron DeSantis and Truth Social when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Don't talk about the pooper at the Broadway show. Do not talk about the pooper. Just save it. Save it for later. Okay, well, I'm going to talk about it for 2 seconds, and then we're going to move on. We're just having this discussion in the green room. There's two schools of thought here. So at the Schubert Theater, where Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton were seeing Some Like It Hot, like, that's the big storyline here, is, oh, there was someone pooped in the aisle while Chelsea and Hillary were there. How about all the other people? Like, what, are their nostrils more sensitive than the rest of us lay people? Anyway, though, my big question is, there's two theories going on. Because apparently this is not the first time it's happened. One theory is the person showed up, dropped it in the aisle. The other theory is the person actually went to the bathroom during the first act of this show. To me, that is bananas. If you are able to do that without anyone noticing, without one person looking to their right and going, what the hell is going on here? Then you should be a cat burglar because you missed your calling. You must be the quietest, sneakiest person on planet Earth. But again, we're not going to talk about this till later, okay? So don't call in regards to this. We're going back to the story of the day, which is, will Trump be arrested? What will this mean for 2024? Not for the primary. That's not what I'm concerned about. I'm wondering, what does this do if Trump clinches the nomination and becomes the Republican nominee? People who are on the fence or people who are independent, if you can even call people that anymore, how does this affect them? Do they start to feel a little bit warmer towards Trump, like he's been, you know, unfairly treated? Or do they say, I can't get involved with this? Let's go to Doug. You're up next. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I don't think the Trump indictment will attract or kind of push away the independents. What I think, and this is, I'm a diehard Republican. I love Trump. I voted for him twice, and if he's a nominee, I'll vote for him again. But what I don't know is, will I vote for him in the primary? And I think the biggest thing that'll attract independents is if he just, and I know it's almost impossible for him to do, but if he just stops with all of the BS, stop the name calling on DeSantis, stop fighting amongst our own candidates, and step up and say, here's why I should be, here's why I should be the nominee. Here's why I should be president. I've done this. I've done that. Here's what I bring to the table. Start talking about his strengths and what he's going to do from day one. And I think that'll attract the independents that are on the fence, because then they can feel justified, because the childish name calling, mudslinging, just isn't going to work. It's not going to work for me as a Republican, and I like the guy.
Yeah, you know what, Doug? You make a lot of really good points, and I think you speak for a lot of people who've been screaming about this for the last couple of years, trying to get this through to Trump. I hate to be a negative Nancy so early on a Tuesday when I'm feeling so good, but that's never going to happen. That is never, ever going to happen. He is never going to stop doing what he's doing. And a lot of people like it. That's the thing. A lot of people like it. A lot of people think that his attacks on even Ron DeSantis are justified, and this is how he operates, and it's, you know, some sort of 4D chess that I'm not understanding. And this is just, it is what it is. So if you are going to, and I think what Doug just said about, I will vote for him if he wins the nomination, but I might not vote for him in the primary. I lean that same way, where if he's the guy, he's the guy. And I'm going to come out here and I'm going to say, make sure you vote for him. Absolutely. Throw all my support behind him. But until then, I'm not set in stone on this, because he's not showing me the discipline. And I'll give you an example why, and then we'll go back to the callers. So this is what he tweeted out yesterday. Ron DeSantis comments on Alvin Bragg, and he defends Donald Trump. He slams Alvin Bragg as a Soros-backed DA who's politicizing justice and who's a disgrace. He does all that despite the fact that Trump's been taking shots at him for the last 7 months and saying he's not even that good and he didn't do that much for Florida and he owes Trump everything, which, by the way, both of those things can't be true. Trump wants all of the credit for DeSantis's success, and then in the same breath wants to say there hasn't been any success in Florida. He hasn't done that great of a job. Can't have it both ways. But let's put that aside. He's been taking shots at DeSantis for 7 months. DeSantis still defends him. All DeSantis says is, I can't comment on the porn star stuff, which I think is a nice little page out of Trump's book. Since Trump always says, you know, he owes everything to me, I think he took a little play out of Trump's book and said, yeah, I can get my own little dig in there. I could be a little passive aggressive like Trump. And Trump's response is so unhinged. He goes, Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future, as he gets older, wiser, and better known, when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. Now, if you think that that is a good idea, if you think that what DeSantis said warrants that response, after you've been telling me, and when I say you, I'm talking to people who call up this show and get so angry when I criticize Trump. You've been telling me for months and months and months that Trump deserves loyalty. Nobody can say anything bad about Trump. DeSantis, you know, he's not attacking Trump, but he's running against him. And that shows disloyalty, all this stuff. So what's the rule here? Trump can say whatever he wants for as long as he wants, and no one else is allowed to say anything, even when they're defending him. And I'll be honest, if I was DeSantis, I don't know if I would defend Trump at this point after all the digs he's taken, but he still did. And this is the response he gets. And it's just, it's the distractions that drive me crazy. If it's such a big deal that you're going to get arrested, then act like it. Put the distractions aside for a flipping minute and focus on the issue. And I keep saying all I would need to give Trump another shot is if he could just show me that he's learned something from the past 5 years about these distractions, learned how to be a little bit disciplined and not step on his own momentum. That's the part that kills me. I'm like, dude, you got everybody on your side. And you shift all your attention, and his sons did too, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, they all shift their attention to Governor Ron DeSantis, who has nothing to do with this. He has nothing to do with Bragg wanting to arrest Donald Trump, but he became the whole story yesterday. And if you want to call in and disagree, that's totally fine. It's always welcome. But I'm going to need more than this is some brilliant strategy that I don't understand yet from Trump, and I just need to wait and see what happens, and I'm being disloyal, and I'm being a traitor, and that this is really, really, like, insinuating. I don't know if he's insinuating DeSantis is gay. I don't know what the insinuation is. But I cannot sit here and try to defend this kind of back and forth. It feels so small, especially considering what a big issue this is. And I'm going to read you a piece. This is the best piece I've read in so long describing this entire thing. And it's by Bonchi from Red State. And I'm going to read it in just a second. Let's go to Dan. You're up next. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Grace. Hypothetically, this could be a bonus for the Democrats, because let's say DeSantis gets the nomination. Trump is still going to run. He's going to go independent, and that would split the Republican vote. I mean, that potentially could give the Democrats another 4 more years, and that would be disastrous.
Yeah, and you know, part of it that you bring up is that there's never going to come a point, and we all kind of knew this going in, there's never going to become a point where Trump either steps aside or makes it about the GOP or makes it about the voters. It's always going to be the Trump show. And that's a huge part of why people fell in love with him, is just because he's larger than life and he's unstoppable when he sets his mind to something. But you're right. I mean, this, if Trump is not the guy, if he doesn't win the nomination, which he if I was betting like my house on it, I would say he probably will win. But I would also bet you if he doesn't win, he won't support whoever does. And a lot of his supporters, a lot of his diehard supporters, I consider myself a Trump supporter. I know people on the Rumble camp will disagree. I still consider myself a Trump supporter. But a lot of his supporters call up my show and say, and I won't vote for anyone but Trump. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do we hear ourselves? We're getting as unreasonable as a left-wing progressive at this point. It's like my way or the highway. Robert, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Grace, glad to hear you. Trump won't change. He can't change. That being said, I think the Democrats are taking a gamble for low-information voters. They just want a soundbite. They want a thing so Biden or whoever else is up there can say, well, he's indicted, or he's been arrested, or he's guilty. And they're counting on low-information voters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, Robert. I think you're right. I think it's a soundbite. I think it's a headline. And I think they know that there's a huge chunk of the population that that's all they're going to do is read the headline, listen to the soundbite, and go, oh, okay. So he's a criminal. They have a mugshot. They indicted him. He's a criminal. He can't be president. Ron, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Grace, a couple things. Trump actually is putting out information about his planned platform. They're hosted by Forbes on YouTube. It's just that his reach, I don't think, is very good. And when it comes down to Trump or DeSantis, I like the inclusive or. Trump or DeSantis or both Trump and DeSantis. So whether DeSantis could be a vice president and we get Trump now and DeSantis later, or if I'd love to see Trump pull off a Grover Cleveland and be the second president to have two non-consecutive terms. That's just me, but I like them both.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call. I don't think it's going to be Trump and DeSantis as a ticket, but I understand why people would like that. I'm not saying I'd be opposed to it. I just don't see that happening. Eddie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, just a quick answer on that. They can't run together because they're both residents of the same state.
Yeah, somebody would have to do something. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go over the whole thing. DeSantis had to come out against Brad, okay? Because you want to be on the right side of this in the Republican Party, you have to come out against this guy, okay? That's a given. But then he has to take the, well, I don't know nothing about porn stars and...
Yeah, hold on, Eddie. He took a shot at Trump, because Eddie and I go back and forth on this a lot. He took a shot at Trump, just like Trump's been taking shots at him for 7 months. Let's just be very clear on this.
Okay. Can I say something, Grace?
Yeah.
I've been living in Florida for 20 years, okay? I love it down here. Now, I like Ron DeSantis as the governor, but I also like Rick Scott as the governor. And before him, Charlie Crist was a Republican governor. And before him was Jeb Bush. The last Democrat governor we had down here was 1998, I believe, Lawton Childs. And he was a conservative Democrat. So Florida has been run right for a long time, okay? And I like DeSantis. But I still think Trump's the one. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. You think Trump's the one? That's great. I don't understand this strategy of like now we're making insinuation. Oh, when a man will come out and accuse you of something, and as if that's even comparable to the supposed dig that DeSantis took at Trump, which, by the way, I just want to remind people, DeSantis took you. If you want to qualify it as a dig, maybe if you're a real crybaby and you have the thinnest skin imaginable, that's a dig. But when you compare that to some of the stuff that Trump said, you would almost think Trump would appreciate that and say that's a good move on DeSantis because he said a lot worse. He's insulted people's looks. He's insulted people's wives. So don't come crying to me that that's some sort of, you know, wow, he really stepped over a line there when he said he doesn't know anything about porn stars. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's just the truth. And he would like to highlight that difference between the guy he's probably going to run against for president. That's number one. That's number one right there, is that if that's considered a dig right after or right before, I don't know which came first, he then goes on to defend him against Bragg. And you know what else I want to comment on? Eddie said, you know, he has to come out. He has to come out and slam Bragg. He doesn't have to do anything. He's the governor of Florida. He hasn't even announced he's running yet. He doesn't have to do anything. He chose to come out and slam Bragg and defend Donald Trump. And this is the thanks he gets. I'm going to read this story when we come back. We'll keep taking your calls on it. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Calotrend. Do what my producer Jared did, lose weight in a healthy way with Calotrend's high-quality collagen protein, specially formulated with digestive enzymes to help your body absorb the collagen protein to its fullest potential. Visit toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, to learn more and start your weight loss journey today. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at GraceCurlyShow.com, is, do you think a Trump arrest would help him or hurt him with independents?
I'm going to go with what the last couple callers have said and say hurt him, because I think independents, and I don't want to generalize here, but I think independents are probably just reading the headlines and not really digging too much. But I could be wrong, because we've had some independents who call into this show who are very well informed. But I'm going to say it's probably going to hurt him.
80% think it will help him.
Good. I hope you're right.
20% think it will hurt him.
You have faith in people, and maybe that they'll actually look at this and see what a disaster it is, not just for Trump, but for the whole country. Rick, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I was the number one Trump fan all along, entire time, number one Trump guy. You know, the day after the midterms, when the red wave didn't happen, and Trump came out and started making these juvenile comments, I mean, that's the day he lost me. And the problem is, I mean, everyone sees this country is literally being taken over by communists, and it's so unbelievably serious. And Trump's just not a serious person. You know, when you're joking around and this stupid juvenile stuff, it's unserious. And especially Ron DeSantis is the one guy that had the balls to say no to the vaccine mandates and no to the shutdowns, and he never closed the schools down. I mean, Trump was the president and let those closings happen. And this guy actually fought against that and, you know, got the nerve to criticize him. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, it's just, you know, people don't want to be embarrassed about who they vote for. And time and time again, he just cannot shut his mouth and act presidential and not have people be embarrassed.
I think the key is shutting. I think the key is shutting his mouth. I see. I don't really go for it. It takes a lot to make me embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed by him. I've never felt like the presidential thing really comes into play. It's just more of, at this point now, because a lot of the things he did when he was president were unpresidential, but I thought that they were part of some strategy, and sometimes he worked the media up into such a lather, and he was really good at it. But going after DeSantis, like you said, who I think has been pretty strong, I don't understand. And you know what? You know what is a really interesting dynamic, though, to keep in mind, which David Marcus brought up on our show, and I never thought about it in these terms. There's a lot of people who fear that DeSantis is part of the swamp, that he's a rhino, that he's a Paul Ryan, you know, apostle or whatever. And those people would rather Biden win 4 more years than give it to someone they think is part of the rhino establishment swamp. So that's something to factor in as well. We can keep talking about this. I like the conversation. I know not everyone agrees on it, but that's what makes a great radio. We'll be right back with a little bit more, and we will get to the poop gate. Don't go anywhere.